about the Messi thing.
Anything else on the Messi front, Chris, before we move on?
No, I'm done. I'm done.
I'm falling out. I told you, I never want to bring this guy's name up again.
I don't know, man. This Messi thing is just a freaking mess. What a disaster.
I don't want to hear this name ever again until it's official. But they got me back.
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
Chris, the Herons are back. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 181 of the Battered Herons podcast. I am your host, Daniel Granada, and alongside me, as always, Mr. KBD. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing better. We won a really awesome game, and we're gonna be doing big things these coming weeks.
People talking big time about Inter Miami all of a sudden. People are doubting the old legs, they'll get injured. Tata sucks. You can't win with Tata. All of a sudden, looking pretty good. Looking pretty good. Not as much shit talking anymore.
I mean, how do you think Taylor Twoman is sitting with his hot take of the beginning of the season, right? Go ahead. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I don't think what Taylor Twoman said was anything crazy. I think everybody's killing him unnecessarily.
It's not, but like obviously, you know, and it's weird because as a commentator, you want to kind of give your opinion, but at the same time, like be, you know, whatever concerned or I guess just using some of the insight that you have, right? And he's an insightful person. I just feel like, look, a lot of people are gonna take what you say and they're gonna terrorize you with it, right? So unfortunately, it's just It didn't sit well. So
shout out to Outlaw from Texas. So Twoman was wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. All I remember him saying, and maybe I'm forgetting, and somebody in the chat can remind me. I remember him saying was that it looked like it was painful to watch Luis Suarez run.
Which it is.
It is, because it looks like he's... that's how he runs, but it doesn't look like the smoothest thing on earth either.
It does.
Did he say anything outside of that? Because that's what I remember him saying.
I'd have to look back at it. I don't want to say yes or no, because obviously I think we would be paraphrasing at that point. But I do remember that specific comment where he just, I mean, look, he does look like he's hurt. It looks like he is suffering. And when he runs.
I heard worse from Inter Miami Twitter and Inter Miami other Inter Miami podcast. Yes. I heard more people hating on Suarez way more than Twoman. Which, by the way, I don't think we're ever going to get Twoman. And real quick, Adars, congratulations. The last episode got 10K. Actually, last season, we had quite a bit of episodes that got to, I think it was like 20K. So, but yes, first one this season. So appreciate that. Absolutely. And what I was going to say is, I don't think we're going to get Taylor Twoman on the show.
Why?
He agreed to get on with us. He messaged me. He said he would do it. And then he stopped responding. I'm sure that the person that does it is use the show, and I appreciate you always tagging us. But there's a person that always comments on Taylor Twoman's post, basically says, he's basically insulting him, like, you're an idiot, you're a moron. And then at the end, he always puts at Battered Herons. I appreciate you for helping us join in and trying to. I think that's doing the having the negative effect, because I have a feeling that every time he gets insulted, he is now correlating being insulted with Battered Herons. So I don't think we're ever going to get Taylor Twoman on the show anymore.
Just out of affiliation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, insult, bang, Battered Herons, go.
I know. That's what it is. It's insult, you're an idiot, at Battered Herons. And I'm like, oh my God, does he think that it's us every time? So again, I appreciate the person that does it. I forgot the name off the top of my head. I appreciate you shouting us out and stuff. But I think that you're having the negative effect as far as us getting him on the show, because we would have loved to have that conversation with him on here. And he said he would, but he is no longer responding to me. So that might have something to do with it. And we're going to get into the topic of the day. The topic was basically, how many records could Messi and Inter Miami break this year? Now, I know there's a lot of people that don't like these type of conversations, right? Because right away they say that we're jinxing it. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like that, I suggest, as much as we appreciate you and we'd love for you to join us, you're not going to like this episode, because we're just going to have some fun with it and just throw some stuff out there. You know, it's just for fun. We've done it in the past. We did it when we were trying to take a guess at when Messi would join Inter Miami, when he would make his debut. You know, so well, you know, just whatever. We'll see.
Just have fun with us. We're counting our chickens before they hatch.
Yeah, we're just having some fun. But real quick, before we get into that, do you want to answer this question real quick?
Ooh. So Leonardo Fernandez is chiming into the chat. Danny just brought it up. Chris, Danny, what's your starting 11 when the whole team is healthy? So I think, and if you want me to start it off, I'll start it off.
Yeah, and I'll go to green with you because I have a feeling that's going to be very similar for both of us.
So, I mean, calendar is obvious, okay, right?
There you go.
Yep. Left back, we're going with Jordi Alba. Right back with Weigand, right? Yep. So far. Now, the center back here, and you're talking about the whole team healthy. The thing about this is Aviles to me is like a guarantee.
Okay.
He's like a guarantee no matter
what. Right center back, okay.
Yeah. Now, the left center back, this is where it gets a little tricky because Freire, as much as we've seen so far from him, he hasn't really kind of let us down too much. He's done well, right, in the little time that he has with us. Like, we were bashing him. We're not really bashing him, but we had heard.
I have a feeling you and I are going to be identical until one certain position.
So
you're going Freire, left center back.
I would go Freire right now because Ian Frey just hasn't played enough. Okay. I'm not going to put Christoph over him.
Okay.
Now, as far as the center field is concerned, I'm going to go with
midfield.
The midfield. Yeah, my fault. I'm going to go with Busquets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go with Redondo.
Right.
And then I'm going to go with Diego Gomez.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. So we're good. The back seven, we're identical.
We're solid, baby. Okay. And then
right wing,
Messi.
Obviously.
Top man, Luis Suarez.
All right.
And then last but not
10
least.
10 for 10. All right. Here we go.
Last but not least, I'm going with my man's Taylor in them, son. Like, that's who's taking that spot. They'll be coming around here throwing around Matias Rojas that just got like 50 minutes last week.
I'm going to go with you fully healthy at this moment in time, Robert Taylor, just because I haven't seen Rojas enough, even though Rojas has played less than 90 minutes so far.
Less than 90 minutes.
And he scored 2 goals. He didn't get the official assist, but his pressure led to the assist that Luis Suarez fed to Messi. So he should be contributed with an assist, even though he doesn't get it. And in that first goal, in that first game that he played, where he saved the ball before it went out of bounds, saved it, centered it, and he created that other goal also. Like, he should be accredited for 2 assists on those plays, even though technically it wasn't the pass. It was the play that led up to it. So in less than 90 minutes, I think that Rojas has shown a lot of potential. And I'm going to go Robert Taylor just because, I mean, the sample size is so small. I'm going to go. But if Rojas keeps looking like this for the next game or two, I'm going to change my mind and go Rojas. But as of right now, you and I are lockstep.
Now, this is disappointing here with Steve Munoz saying Taylor is better off the bench. He doesn't have the best stamina. I mean, look, this is very surprising. This is surprising from Steve Munoz because he's like old school. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I agree with that, but I do agree that maybe having him start would be better. My name is not Christopher, by the way, Trucutu. Let's get that one thing out of the way. But I turned 39 years old, 39 years young. Okay.
I thought you would love that.
Now, this isn't the question I want to get to. Real quick,
Alejandro, when is Redondo coming back? I believe at the end of May.
Now, this is very interesting here, Danny. Sounds S123 is saying all healthy, maybe Farias.
Well, unfortunately, Farias was placed on the IR, which means that the reason that we were able to replace him
Redondo
was because he has no option. He will not play with us this year. So although technically he's part of the team, he's not. So, I mean, if you want, we could play that game also, but we're not going to do that today because that takes a whole nother blade. But he's not part of the team, even though he technically is. He's not part of our team this year.
Well, I mean, he can go kick rocks for all I care, whatever. Min is saying no Gressel, and with a little silly face, absolutely not. I mean, Redondo comes back And then we got Diego Gomez. Like, what are you doing, Gressel? That is
a decent superstar.
Freddie with saying, if Matias Rojas keeps playing like that, forget about Taylor. I don't like that disrespect, man.
Look, and Robert Taylor coming in as a super sub. Robert Taylor's a maniac. Could you imagine him being the super sub? Him, Kremaki coming off the bench. Like, if everybody's healthy, I mean, that's been the toughest thing. But if everybody's healthy, that's one hell of a squad.
But let's be realistic, though, Danny. Like, we're thinking that we're going to have, like, a super squad that can possibly be better than some starting squads in the MLS come off the bench. Like, those guys aren't going to stay here, Danny. Like, they're going to get moved.
Who's going
to
get
moved? There's no way we can be able to keep a Taylor, a Ben Krem, like all those other players who can possibly be starters.
Until the end of the season,
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying, like, in terms of, like, I don't see Robert Taylor here by the end of the year. I don't see Robert Taylor here at the end of the year.
I have not heard. There's rumors of players coming in, but we'll see.
I don't want to get started down the calendar rabbit hole, because then we're going to start talking about freaking De Gea and all these other goalies that everybody is going to start throwing in the basket. So,
all right. So do you want to get into having some fun? So again, for those of you that don't like this hypothetical what ifs, I mean, I apologize, but that's what we're doing today, just to have some fun. What records could we possibly see Messi and the team break? But let's start with our boy, Lionel Messi, the GOAT. So, single season records. You ready, Chris? And I would love the chat to chime in, okay? So let's start with first and probably the most obvious. We have here. No, Emerson is not coming back, Gus. Jesus. Goals. Carlos Vela has the record for most goals in a season with 34 goals. At this moment in time, Messi has 10 goals. He is 24 off the pace. We still have 22 games to go this season. But remember that right here highlighted in that yellowish color, those are the games that if he makes it all the way to the final in Copa America, he probably won't play, which would be about 7 games.
Yeah.
So, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So, if he manages to stay healthy for the rest of the games, which, I mean, who knows, but 15 games he would have to play to try to break that record.
I mean, he's on pace.
He's missing 24.
Yeah. I mean, he's on pace.
He's well on pace. He's on pace if he were to play all those games in the summertime.
Yeah.
But he's not going to play all those games in the summertime. So do you think that there's any possibility of him breaking that goals record? 34 goals.
I do think that there's a possibility that he's breaking that goals record. I mean, there's games where he's getting more than one goal, 2+ goals, you know?
Yes.
How can it even be possible to be able to say Messi is not, there's no possibility that Messi can get this record?
Real quick, Alex Rivas, the playoffs do not count towards the regular season
stats. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's one record. So you don't think it's happening?
No, I do think it's happening. I think it's possible. Yes.
You think he scores another 25 goals in the next 15 games that he plays?
Yes.
Now, obviously, he has to play all 15 games, right? And that's not counting the 7, because we're assuming that he will make it to the final of Copa America, right? Because if he gets eliminated early, he might show up earlier. So if he misses all 7 games in the summertime, he has 15 games to score another 24 goals. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Chris, so far thinks yes, and I see some people in the chat also think that it is possible. So let's go to the next one. Assist.
Ooh, that's your baby right there.
Assist. Yes, that's my boy. Pibe. El Pibe Valderrama. That's my boy. So 26 assists by Pibe Valderrama in the year 2000 with the Tampa Bay Mutiny. 26 assists. Messi currently has, how many does Messi have? Is it because this is, they count the hockey assists in MLS. It's weird.
Well, and while you pull that up, I want to bring something up real quick because we got Valderrama that has 26 assists 12. As a
12.
So that's how many Messi has right now.
Yeah, so he's missing 14, and he has 15 games to break that.
Now I want to mention something. Valderrama, he has 26 assists as the record at this moment. I mean, think about how many years have passed since he got that record. Like, how crazy is that?
And you know, the closest second place is 20 assists.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's had that for what is a comfortable margin, 26. Wow. Yeah, the closest is 20. I want to say it was this kid from NYCFC, the little short guy. I'm forgetting his name.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Maxi Morales.
Yeah, Maxi Morales.
Maxi Morales. And then then this guy that's on the Apple MLS show. I forgot his weird name. Starts with a K, play for the Red Bulls. Those two guys have it the second place with 20. So a lot of people are saying that they think 100%
they think it's easy.
I mean, because he is so much closer to that, I think that is a lot more. I think that's more of a possibility. The goals one, it's going to be really tough to score that many goals. Yes, and he does have 12. He currently has 12 assists. He needs 14 more, 15 more technically to break it. So I think that one is going to be a lot harder. Now, real quick. Back to the goals. Thank you, Sasha, whatever his last name. Yes.
Kajestan.
No, I don't think that's how you pronounce it. Vela, 34 goals. If Messi doesn't break it, do you think there's a chance that Suarez breaks it? Because I think Suarez might play the whole season. And he also has 10 goals so far.
Well, I think that Suarez, because Messi is the thing is, this is why I think both of them have the opportunity of breaking it, because they're both facilitators, right? Luis Suarez is a little bit more gung-ho to go ahead and score. But for the most part, Luis Suarez is not a selfish player. So I think that both of them have an opportunity to be able to break that goals record. It just so happens, maybe let's see what kind of like a betting system they have for this season amongst themselves. But for the most part, assists, I see Messi getting that more than Suarez. But I do see that both of them have I think both of them will have the opportunity to get close, if not beat that goals record for the single season record.
All right, I'm going to go to the next one, and this one I don't think is going to happen. But you tell me what you think.
And the League's Cup also doesn't count.
Goal contributions, 49. I mean, if he breaks the goals record, I guess he probably will get that.
Yeah.
But that's tough. 49 goal contributions. Do you think
they got to have a lot at this point, Danny? They got to have a lot at this point.
If he breaks the goals, then I take it back. Because if he breaks the goals or the assists, there's a good chance that he's really close to that.
Well, Aria is mentioning Messi is going to break that. Freddy Diaz is predicting a 30-goal season. And look at this. Adars is saying, come on, Danny, 50-plus goal contribution. This is easier than the 34. And I absolutely agree. I mean, where are they both right now?
Right. No, I had I had second thoughts. Once I said that, and then I realized if you have 34 goals, he already has 10 assists. So that would put him at 44. If he breaks it 45, then 100%. If he were to get close to that goals record or break it, I think the goal contributions might actually happen. He could even get that without breaking either one of those two records.
I think we're doing this show for no reason. Liquid Cadmus says Messi will break our records. I guess the show's over, guys.
All right, well, then I'll give you the last one. Consecutive games with a goal scored.
Ooh, I didn't even Joseph think of
Martinez
this one.
Had 15 games in a row in which he scored a goal. Now, Messi at the moment is at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row. So he needs 8 more. The only game that he didn't score in so far this season, I believe, was the Real Salt Lake game. Every other game, he scored a goal. So do you think that he breaks this one? This one, I think he breaks.
You know, but this stat, I got to be honest, this one of getting consecutive games with a goal
real
scored.
Quick, sounds. For sounds, 1, 2, 3, it's games that he plays. So if he misses a game, it doesn't mean that he no longer is eligible to break this record.
Yeah. Now this one, and I'm gonna mention it here. Andrew Griesel is mentioning that record will be very tough, and I agree with that because I think it's harder to promise that you would have a goal per game for 15 plus games in a row. Because there's got to be a day where the defense that they're playing against is on point, or you just have an off day, or you just don't get the ball at the right places. I think that this one is probably the hardest one to obtain.
I could see him breaking this one.
Oh, man, I think that's tough.
Steve Munoz, Real OGs will know. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to say, Real OGs will know. Messi will never break Higuain's record of smoked Marlboro Reds. This is a fact. And he wanted to do it on the pitch.
Yeah. How'd that work out for him?
And then Unguiding, does it include last year? Unfortunately, the first game of the year this season against Real Salt Lake, he did not score. So it really wouldn't matter if it included last year or not. And if you're wondering, League's Cup does not count. So,
and Sujan is saying he doesn't, they don't think that he's going to get it. Soccer Daddy's mentioning I can see at least two possible records being broken.
So let me put that back up real quick. So of these four, I think
Solana out. Coming in with that side talk saying that's where the referees come in to call some PKs. Don't let the Uruguay show out too much, yeah. Dan Solana.
Let me tell you something. I think the consecutive goals, I don't know why. I think he'll get that one. That'll be 16 games. And let's see. Assist, I think he can get that also. The goals, I think that one's going to be really tough. And goal contribution, I think Suarez has a better chance at the goals. Man. Just because, man, that's a lot of goals to score when you're missing 7 games in the summertime.
I honestly think that the consecutive games one is the hardest one because you can miss a game where you don't score or have a contribution, right? Or you, let's just say, just talking about scoring.
You mean get a hat trick afterwards, you mean?
Exactly, right?
And still average like a goal per game, you mean?
Correct. Like, I think that he can still accumulate goals throughout the season. Right. Do I think that consistently every game for 15 games in total?
But it feels that way, though.
I mean, it's possible. I'm not saying, listen, if there's anything that's possible, it's with Messi, right? And that's clearly, like, we've established that. But that is a feat that I feel like as an athlete, it's very hard to complete. Because it takes a lot of factors. I mean, it takes an Uruguayan to call a PK for you.
And Ethy 94, Galaxy winning it all. Miami is poo-poo. Ooh. I'm glad that there's a Galaxy fan here because the next records I'm going to bring up are actually, I don't know, I'm glad he's here, but the next couple records I'm going to pull up, actually the Galaxy have one or two of them. So those were the single player records that are possible for Messi to break. And I think Suarez may be the goals. But now let's get into the team, okay? And this one I think is even a little more interesting. So team-wise, we got a couple records that I think the way this team is playing, that it's possible that they might get close to some of them. So you ready for this, Chris?
Sure. Drop it on me.
All right. Here we go. Single-season team records. The first one.
I mean, guys, if you guys aren't liking for these images, like, come on, guys. Come on, guys. Step it up. Like and subscribe.
Points in a season. LAFC have the most points in a single season with 73 points.
Oh, son, but okay?
We have 24 points at the moment, okay? Mm-hmm. So we need 50 more points to break that record, 50. You with me so far?
I'm with you.
All right, we need 50, and we have 24 more games to play. So that puts us at, what, about 2 points per game. So give me a number. In those next 24 games, how many games do you think we'll win? Out of 24
games. How many games? In the next 24 games, how many will we win? I mean, we've played...
Messi will play 15 of them, and we don't lose with Messi.
Well, we've played 12. We've won 7, right? Right. So if we got 25 left, I'd say that we would probably 24. I'd say, I mean, just looking at the math right now, it'd be 14, right? And then 10 we would concede, but I think it'd be more than 14, to be honest.
So let's say hypothetically 16. Okay, so let's say we win 16 games.
Oh, I wasn't too off of Jeffy.
16 games, that puts us at 48 points with those 16 games. You add that to the 24 we already have, that puts us at 72 points.
Ooh! Okay?
So, in the rest of the season, we need 16 wins and 2 draws. And all of a sudden, we have the most points in league history. Do I think that we could win 16 more games? Messi is, if we just discount the Copa America, he's going to be available for 15 of those.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying we're going to win all 15, but we have a chance to win most of those.
Yeah.
You need 16 wins and 2 draws, and you can break that record. I'm sorry. I think that's a possibility. And that's saying that we're going to lose 6 of those games. So 6 losses, 2 draws. It's tough. 100% is tough. 100%.
Yeah, Darcy's saying it's tough.
Oh, I without a doubt. I'm just saying what kills us is the fact that Messi's going to miss so much time.
Yes,
but 16 wins, get 16 wins, 17 wins wins it. Now, are we going to win that much? I don't know. But look, 2 losses, 5 draws, and then the rest wins. I think that this is one that's a possibility. But obviously, this would be supporter shield territory, and we've always said that we don't think we're going to win it. But the way this team is showing out, like how many games do we have until Messi leaves for Copa America?
Let's see.
Let me see. Until he leaves for Copa America, we have...
We got 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6. We have 6. Yeah. If we could win those 6, if we could win those 6 games, that's 18 points. 18 plus 24 is 42. We are at 42 points by the time he leaves. I'm sorry, yeah. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Oh yeah, that one I think is possible, and well, it's
the points. I don't know, but I think we're talking about the supporter shield. The points, it definitely will be hard. It definitely will be hard.
Oh, nice. Jandro is mentioning Danny and Chris are going to break the most pounds lost in an inner season. I don't know if I'm going to be able to help with that, Jandro. I've been slacking.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah, give it to me, baby.
All right. So points 73. This one I think we're gonna break. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Golds in a season.
Oh, where you at, Galaxy boy? Look at this.
And I put the old school Galaxy logo because they did it back in like 98 or 99.
Yeah, all good right. job there, so Galaxy guy.
The Galaxy, it was in 98, and then LAFC was in 2019. 85 golds in a season. That is the record. So just for the record, at the moment we have, was it 32?
Hold on. I want to point. I want everybody to sit and point at this guy. Iker Castillo, losers talking about a shit of a league. What is this for, Iker? What do you want us to do with this? It's absolutely not okay. It's put me back on the camera, Danny. Put me back on the camera.
I'm going.
Get what? Iker, what do you want? What do you want? What are you doing here? Look at everybody. They're pointing at you and laughing.
No, they're not. Let them. Who cares? It's not a big deal.
So
let them talk his shit.
Whatever. Iker, have fun. But don't be a dick about it. Okay, let's go all back right. to this. Let's go back to the cool stuff.
So 85 goals in a season. That is the record. We have 32 goals at this moment. We are on pace for 91 goals.
Yeah.
So obviously with Messi leaving in the summertime, you know, we might get a little bump here and there. But I feel like this team is just starting to get like some traction going. They're starting to get accustomed to playing with each other. They're starting to really gel. Matias Rojas gelling. Rendon Gomez coming back. Like this team, what we've seen has been pretty good, and I think it might just get even better as this year goes on. I think we're going to break this record. Goals scored in a season, out of all the records I've put, the individual records with Messi and possibly Suarez, the goal record, the 70, this is the record that I feel almost confident that we're going to break. What do you think, Chris? Will we break the goals record?
I think absolutely. Aria is saying they can score 100 goals.
I don't see this, though.
My name is Jeff. Says one of these games with Messi is going to end up with 10 goals.
Oh, well, my name is Jeff. Oh, well, you know what? I really like this person. And I will tell you why.
No way. You think that we're going to score a goal? You think we're going to score 10 goals in a game?
I don't know. But give me yes or no on the goals in a season.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And most people, I believe, are saying yes. Some people are predicting 100. All right. Well, here's the next one. You can take that comment off.
Okay.
So here is my next one. Goals scored in a single game.
Where you at, Galaxy?
The record is 8. The record is 8. It happened on June 4th, 1998. The Galaxy beat Dallas 8-1.
I see what you did there, buddy.
Yeah. It was beautiful transition.
I see that little transition. That was amazing.
I know. I was like, wow. It's almost like I planted it. Thank you.
My name is Jeff.
So goals scored in a single game. We've got the 5-0 over Orlando. We got the 6 goals against the Red Bulls. Do you think there is any chance that we score 8 or more goals in a single game?
Look at what my name is Jeff. Look at what he said.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people like Rohan is saying Messi will never score 10 in a game. Listen, at this point, from the way that we've
seen not Messi, the team.
Yeah. At this rate, the way that we've been seeing this team play, like they've literally been playing FIFA against the rookie division rating, whatever. Like, is there a possibility they can score more than 8 goals? I mean, first of all, here's the real question. Do you think Tata would be like, fuck it, just fucking pound on them?
You know what? I didn't think before until I saw the 6 goals that just happened. Because they didn't let the foot off the brake. Like, it was late, and they were still going. Messi was it after Luis Suarez got off? I thought Messi had an opportunity, and I think that if they have a chance for it, they're going to go for it.
Well, I mean, a lot of people are here saying, you know, we're number one. 8 is hard. Hold on. Shadow Wolf is saying it is hard because they'll put the starters. Rohan thinks that Orlando's getting pounded next week, but Nicholas is mentioning New England in home is possible.
Well, I was looking to see what the worst defensive teams in the league are, and Montreal is one of the worst defensive teams in the league.
Oof. We're playing
against Montreal this weekend. Yeah,
we're playing them over there.
But it doesn't matter where we play.
Yeah.
We are playing them this weekend. And they are one of the worst defensive teams. Do I think we're going to put 8 on them? No. Is this a record that will break this season? I don't think so. I think this will be a really tough game. But I think there might be a game or two where we flirt with it, where we have 5 or 6 with in the 60th minute. And we're like, ooh, could we? But no, I don't think it's going to happen. This one I don't think we touch.
So you don't think we're going to be able to score 8? All right. Are you talking about equaling the record or exceeding
or even worse, I'm talking about breaking it.
Yeah, 9 or more.
Yeah. It's even worse. I don't even think they could tie it.
You know what? Tough. Daniel Solana, I saw your little repost about ill Phil Neville earlier, and I don't like the disrespect, but I get it. But they're not putting 10 on Kamal Miller. Put some respect on his name.
Well, I'm pretty sure. I think it's 8 games that they've gone without winning a game. So I know that you were really hyped when they started the season, 2-0.
Oh my god, I was gassed. I was gassed.
Yeah, I know. And the wheels fell off, and I never heard about Phil Neville again. So back to this.
So, but real quick, I want to hear from the chat, straight up, guys. Do you think that we're gonna get 9 or more goals in a game? Yes or no? Just put that in the chat. Yes or no. because you guys have been all over the place putting a little extra stuff, and I can't decipher that. I need a yes or no. Do you think we're getting 9 or more goals in a game? And all right, this is getting beautiful here. Hold on, Aria, an AZ Rebellion, and a Dar start off strong. Yeses, but then here comes the nose. Here comes the nose. Alejandro, you got June, you got Marasovic. Trukutu is saying with Borjolin, we can guarantee that. Lock it up. Time Manin is saying yes if we play like last time. I mean, we got a lot of yeses and a lot of noes. I feel like this is a mixed bag. I think this is good for like Fabian is saying yes. I mean, I think that we should put this like on a Twitter poll, man.
No way, man. 9 goals in a game? I don't think so.
See, this is what I was considering. This comment by One World One Goal. Great comment, by the way.
Unless it's Orlando.
Yeah. It's bad sportsmanship. No more than 6 or 7 goals. This is the only thing that I've considered, is that if it does get to the 6 or 7 realm, it's not going to be like, all right, I need to pull all my guys out. We're not going to go for 8 or more.
But you know what? And Aria right here, she said they scored 6.5. You know what? I think that there's a chance if they were to score like 6 in the first half.
Yeah.
Because if you put 6 in the first half, then what are you going to do? You're not going to play the second half. You have to play it.
Yeah.
So then maybe then you start possibly getting another 2 or 3 because the other team's so defeated. But that would be the only way that maybe that happens. They got to put up like 6 in the first half.
And just to touch on this comment, Ross is saying, Danny and Chris, why do we have 1 or 2 more games than everybody else? It's weird that we're not in sync with the other teams. That's just how the schedule worked out.
No, it's not so much. It's because the league at the moment is uneven. There are 29 teams, so there's an odd number of teams. So every week there's a team that doesn't play. So they have what they call a bye week. Next season, when San Jose gets a team, not San Jose, I'm sorry, San Diego, when they get a team, we'll be at 30, so there will no longer be a need for those bye weeks because every week we can there'll be somebody for somebody else to play. At the moment, there's always a team that's off. So,
and One World One Goal also answers that question there in the comments. In a few weeks, we have a bye week. Then mathematically, we will be caught up.
Yes, yeah, so which would be the weekend of June 8th, I want to say. Coincidentally, I am on vacation that weekend, so it kind of worked out for me. Yeah. All right, and then finally, one more record, and then we will be done for tonight. As far as records, unless you guys think of one that maybe you want to randomly throw out there in the chat. Here we go. Last one. This one, I don't think, well, I'll put it out there first. Undefeated streak, 19 games. The Columbus Crew and Dallas both went 19 games without losing. The Crew in 2004, Dallas in 2010. Is there any chance that we go undefeated, which means that doesn't mean that you win, but you do not lose.
A tie.
For 19, yeah, right, a draw or a win. For 19 games, we are currently at 6. We are 6 games without a loss. Do you think there's any chance that we get to 19? And I'm not talking about this season. I'm talking about before Messi leaves.
And you're talking about before Messi leaves. So we're including next season.
Real quick. Let me just address.
Oh, Ethie's back. Hello, yeah, Ethie.
No, welcome back. I like Ethie. Just real quick, just to clarify something for Ethie.
MLS gave Miami an extra game so they look good to the masses.
Just so Ethie is aware, no matter who it were to be, whether it be Cincinnati, which is in second place in the East, or Real Salt Lake, which is in first place in the West, if they were to play that one game that they have that's behind Inter Miami, just that one game, and they both win that single game, they would have the same amount of points, but Inter Miami would still be above because of goal differential. So Inter Miami does not need the extra game to look good to the masses because they do that all on their own because they score 6 goals and 5 goals. And so I just wanted to put that out there just real quick. Goal differential would mean that we're still on top even if we didn't have that extra game.
Good job, Ethie.
All right. So, do you think there's any chance that we would go at any point this season or next season with Messi on a streak of 19 games.
See, that's tough though, because next year you don't know what the schedule is going to be like.
Let's talk about this season.
This season, I don't think so. We have Cincinnati that we face. They're a tough team in July. We also have
Columbus without Messi.
Yeah, we have Columbus without Messi. There's a couple games that are like just kind of spread apart here and there that I don't think are going to play to our favor in regards to like that.
Well, because we have this, I don't want to say it's a running joke. It's a fact. We don't lose against MLS teams when Messi's playing. When Messi's starting.
Much props there, Ethi. Nice. Much appreciated.
So if we ever went with the whole we don't lose when Messi starts and he were to start every game, we would break it. But right there down that middle, those seven games, Philly, Columbus, Nashville, Charlotte, Cincinnati, Toronto, and Chicago, it's a possibility that all seven of those games are without Messi. Yeah. I also think that probably won't happen. That one will not happen for us. But I was looking for, I was looking for records that could possibly be broken. And that's the only one I found that maybe.
Well, I just don't feel like, even with Messi, because like, what if the team finds their form throughout those games where Messi is gone and then they can be able to play more efficiently? Like, that's possible too. It's just that I know that we're going to be facing other teams that are like a level up in competitiveness, right? This isn't your New England Revolutions. This isn't your, NYCFCs or your, Toronto's, even Nashville now. Like, Nashville, I feel like, is a fraction of what we expect them to be.
Yeah, Nashville's trash now.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, we still have St. Louis, right? They got Vasilev. Right?
Vasilev. Fuck that guy. What the fuck?
You think he listens to the podcast and he's probably like,
yeah, I'm sure he does.
Guys, those
yeah,
fucking
I'm sure
guys.
He does. Okay. So I'm going to put on, I'm going to let you know one more that I didn't add to the graphic that I think that if we were to get to the 100 gold or break that gold record and for a season, I think there's a good chance we get. Now, the only reason I didn't add it is because our defense has been so bad that I just don't know how we're going to look. But the last one that is not part of the graphic, so I'm just going to say it. And we're going to talk about that third kit. I haven't seen the official one. I don't know what fake one Mr. Don Cavacito's talking about.
The one
about.
That's circulating all over the place. I've been seeing it all over Twitter.
I haven't seen it, but on Wednesday, I hope to do a kit-heavy episode. The last one is a goal differential of 48. 48 goal differential is the record in 2019 by LAFC. Now, if we were to score close to 100 goals, I mean, that has to be ours, right? Unless we give up more than 50 goals. As bad as our defense is, I don't think we're going to be giving up more than 50 goals. So that is one that I think is possible for us to break also.
Do you? I mean, but how many goals? I don't know if you just mentioned it. How many goals do we have to score?
Well, let's say if we break the record, the record was on.
This is perfect. Aria says, I don't know. We can see too much.
Well, that's why I didn't bring it up, right? I didn't bring it up because I figured that would be the talking point. Like so look, the record is 85. Let's say hypothetically we break it with exactly 86, right? If we break it with exactly 86 and goal differential was 48, 86, 50, 36 goals we have to concede or less. 37, 36. Let's keep it at 36. Let's keep it a nice round number of 50 difference. So if we're hoping to get a goal differential of 50, let's say, that's 36 goals that we are allowed to concede. And we are halfway there with 18.
Yeah, that's terrible, Danny. That's terrible. I mean,
but the thing is, so many people are throwing out the number 100 out there. If we score 100 goals, I think there's a chance. It's difficult, but if we could score 100 goals, I think that there's a real chance that we get that. Now, if we get to like 86 and break it by like one, then maybe our defense is kind of rough. But I don't know.
I don't know, man. And then Rohan is saying more than 40. I mean, look, I don't think so, man. I think that we concede a lot of goals, and I think that the team is perfectly okay with being like, yeah, we concede a lot of goals, but we're going to score a hell of a lot of goals on you back, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that they're kind of okay with it. I don't think that the goal differential is something that's like backbreaking or like mind bending for this team. Like, look at this. It's Malco is already saying 18 already is crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
no. We're talking about.
I hadn't realized it was 18 until I just saw it. And I was like, oh, that kind of deflated my hopes. That deflated.
Listen, the Red Bulls are the only other. Oh, no, never mind. Montreal has allowed 20. But in terms of like the East. But as far as in the top, oh my goodness, we could get that most goals against Montreal this weekend, really.
How many goals do you think we surrendered last year?
Our defense wasn't that bad last year, Danny, was it? It wasn't that great, but it wasn't that bad either.
It was bad.
How many did we concede last year?
54.
I was going to say 48, but that was
54.
Good. Yeah.
So let's say hypothetically 54, if we were going to break that record, like with the same amount of goals allowed this year, 54, it was 48, I said. So yeah. 104, we'd have to score 103 goals to break that record.
I mean, this Louise.
Yeah, I don't think it's
that's a lot.
Now with this defense. All right, that's why I didn't put it on the graphic. That one's impossible. Yeah, 18 so far is pretty bad.
I mean, we need literally Voltron to assemble itself on the field and then score 10 goals per game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Alejandro brings up this real quick. I'm sorry, I put down.
Wait, I was just going to put it.
Well, if Ramos shows up, I think we have a chance. Shout out to Alejandro.
I like that. And One World is mentioning PS. You know, I have all those fusion stats, so I can dispute some of these records from LAFC. Spitting facts. Love you too, One World, One Goal.
Did they erase them from the record books? I don't know. I was looking up on MLS. I don't know.
Oh, man. That's terrible. And Portland has 23?
And Jason Lee, 103 total. That was just a hypothetical number if we allowed the same amount of goals as we did last year for the goal differential, that record. All right. So let me just summarize everything, and then Chris, I'll let you finish off with anything. We just had a nice fun episode today. So yeah. Single season records, goals 34. I think Suarez has a chance at that one. I don't know if Messi does. Assist 26 by Valderrama. I think that Messi breaks that one. Goal contributions, if he were to break the goal record, I think he definitely has a great chance at that one. And then consecutive games with a goal scored, Chris doesn't think that one's happening. I think that one has a really good chance also, because it feels like it's almost inevitable. I guess Messi's going to score. And then finally, the team records. Points, 73.
Got it.
Maybe. Goals, 85. That one, I think, is a shoe-in. Yeah, I think that one for sure we get it. Goals scored in a single game, 8. We're not breaking that. We're not even tying it. Like Italia said, One World, One Goal. No way.
Well, I think sports is thing.
Yeah.
I think sports has gone soft. So I feel like this whole, like, I don't want to hurt your feelings deal is going on in the 2020s. Yeah. Like, people don't want to step on people's throats anymore.
No, and then the somebody said in the chat, somebody said that they scored 6 in the second half. I said the only chance we have of something like that is if we score a ridiculous amount, like 6 in the first goal, in the first half. And then Campana comes on, and Campana's like, F it, I want to eat also. And he puts up 2 or 3 or something like that. And then undefeated streak, that's not happening. No, Messi's not going to be able to play all those games. Luis Suarez is going to miss some games probably at some point. So that one's not happening, especially with the tough competition we have in the summer. So that's it, man. Well, it's a fun episode. We made a lot of out of nothing, really.
Well, and I want to mention this. Sujan is mentioning Montreal's defense actually isn't that bad. Their only truly bad loss was a 5-0 blowout to the Sounders. Now, the Sounders
padded the stats.
Now, the Sounders at this point are like a bottom tier team out of all the goals that they've scored is 13. 5 of them were against Montreal. So, like, if a bottom tier team can score 5 against them, we could possibly go A+.
Ari's asking, who is more likely to join Nacho or Ramos? I think Ramos. I think Ramos, just because he likes to vacation in the United States. His contract's up. Man, he became really friendly with Messi when they were in PSG. I think Ramos has a – if I'm picking between those two specifically, I think Ramos is more likely than Nacho, even though Nacho is younger. So he would probably be here for a little longer. I think Ramos would be like a half-year rental, maybe a year and a half, but I think half a year.
Well, Juan is saying that he thinks Ramos is going to retire at Sevilla.
I mean, that's the club he came up with, so I wouldn't be surprised to hear that also. And just real quick, for those of you that watch us in Espanol, we'll be going on at 10 o'clock. Better here on En Espanol at 10 o'clock.
Now, one comment I want to just mention here, because Trugutu asked me, he's concerned. He asked me if I ever got my eggs. He was very worried. And I'll give you guys an update. Wawa emailed me today, and they gave me a $10 e-gift card, which, by the way, the whole order with taxes cost me like $10.30. So I'm not really too happy. I was going to ask for more money, but I'll live
for
to
those that don't
day.
Know, Chris is quite the Karen.
No, what? Are you kidding me, Danny? I am not a Karen. I never Karen, ever.
You know what Chris did? I'm going to put you out there.
Oh, my
Chris, God. It was a season ticket holder event before Messi, and it was something very simple. It was
I never got
pretty
my
whack,
fucking
honestly.
Pizza.
And he showed up almost at the end of the event. And then he complained that he didn't get his pizza. He complained that he didn't get his pizza because he didn't get his pizza because he showed up at the very end.
Should have saved me my two slices. That's what I
so
should
he
get.
Started minimum. Complaining.
Minimum.
And he complained. And what did you get because you complained so much?
My ticket rep said that it was very important to make sure that
what
the customer feels well. And I got a replica jersey for my son. I didn't absolutely ask for it, but I just said, hey, you guys didn't have my pizzas. So, like, what am I going to get for this?
This is a Karen right here.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not a Karen. I should have had my pizzas. By the way, the Knicks are tied 109-109, guys. Fuck Reggie Miller.
All right, Chris, any final words here?
Fuck Reggie Miller.
All right. Well, we appreciate everybody hanging out with us. We know this wasn't your typical episode, but, you know, we just want to have some fun. We didn't have too much else to talk about since we covered the game on Saturday. So if you are listening on radio, we appreciate you listening all the way to the end. Please leave us 5 stars, comment, review, all that other good stuff. If you are watching on YouTube, thank you for watching all the way to the end. Please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. And for those of you in the chat, as always, you guys are the best part of the show. We probably couldn't have gone 53 minutes if it wasn't for you guys. Yes. as always, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us, having some fun with us. Today's episode was pretty fun, it's all good. So we'll be back on Wednesday talking some Inter Miami kits and some other stuff. So until the next one, have a good one.
Knicks winning 113-109.